guy who says, well, I didn't get dressed up for nothing at the 106 mark of the Braveheart trailer, just in case you want to go back and watch him in all of his glory. Mm-hmm. Al Gore is celebrating a birthday today, years after inventing the internet. He is celebrating his 76th birthday this weekend. Rhea Perlman is also 76. Carla on Cheers, and in real life, she's Mrs. Danny DeVito. I scrolled by now. I lost my place. There we go. I found it again. Bobby Kimball, the original Toto singer. He left the band in 1984, not before first singing on all of their biggest hits, though, including Africa, Rosanna, and Hold the Line. He is 77 this weekend. Eric Clapton, oh, that's a big name. He is 79 this weekend, Finn. My goodness. Yeah. The only person inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame three different times as a solo artist with the Yardbirds and then again with the group Cream. Staple, by the way, Yardbirds and Cream doing oldies radio for so many years. Love Eric Clapton. Mm-hmm. I love Eric Clapton playing guitar, and then he speaks about conspiracy theories, and then I'm kind of lost after
that. We learned a little bit too much once we were in the pandemic. When the pandemic started, we learned a little bit too many things about Eric Clapton that weren't exactly
I feel like
likeable.
Him and Aaron Rodgers would get along well, though. I mean, if we want to
bring musician,
up, yes. Oh gosh, he's amazing. I just feel like him and Aaron Rodgers have some things to talk about.
Yeah.
Gabe Kaplan, another big name. Woo! Mr. Cotter on Welcome Back, Cotter. He is 79 years old this weekend. He's also a financial genius and an amazing poker player. He's won well over $1 million just playing poker. My goodness. I wonder if he still does that even at the age of 79. That'd be interesting. Terry Jack, singer of the Monster Jam, Seasons in the Sun. Sure, we'll call it Monster Jam. He is celebrating his 80th birthday. People used to request that on the oldie station. I was just like, not today. Please not today.
Is that one that you just really couldn't tolerate?
It wasn't horrible.
That's AM gold right there.
See, and it was, I didn't hate the song, but then everybody always wanted to hear it. So it was one of our most requested songs. That and Little Willie by Sweet. Everybody wanted to hear Little Willie by Sweet.
See, I like Little
Willie. I love Little Willie until everybody, like 30 people requested a night. And then you just don't love Little Willie as much. And you got to kind of, you know, break down how much you're playing it because it gets to be a lot. Christopher Walken is celebrating a birthday this weekend. Brilliant character actor. For many of us, though, he's going to be forever the from that classic SNL skit where where he plays Blue Oyster Cult producer who asked for more cowbell with Will Ferrell on Don't Fear the Reaper. There's like a lot of good music I got to dig out here today just based off this birthday list. Yeah. We'll see what we can find. Eric Idle from Monty Python is 81. Warren Beatty, we were just talking about his lovely wife, Annette Bening, earlier this week. He is celebrating his 87th birthday.
I actually thought he was a little older than that.
No, 87 for Warren Beatty. Oh my goodness. Wow. Another one of those Hollywood classic actors, isn't he? My goodness.
Bonnie
I love
and
Warren
Clyde
Beatty.
Shampoo. And you know, there's a movie, the movie Heaven Can Wait.
Yeah, that's a great
one. That movie is playing anywhere, anytime, I have to watch it. It's just one of those movies that I just love so much. And him and Julie Christie were such a good pair, and I just love it.
I always thought it was interesting that his real life sister Shirley MacLaine and him never did a film together, though.
Yeah.
I always found that interesting, considering they were both such big names in Hollywood. Maybe there wasn't enough room on the set for both of them and their egos. I'm not really sure, but I love them both, and I was just always shocked that they never did something together.
Well, he has a really been doing a lot over the past few years, and his wife Annette Bening obviously has had a big year.
She's quite a few years younger than Warren, though, that would make sense that she's still out there doing her thing. You know, he's 87, dude, relax. Have some fun in life, because you worked hard and had some really incredible films. Shirley Jones of the Partridge Family, she is 90 years old this weekend. I love her. She was adorable.
Marion the Librarian from The Music Man, too.
Yeah, she's just adorable. Richard Chamberlain, 80 superstar. Grandparents probably remember him as that sexy priest from the Thornbirds. He is celebrating his 90th birthday. John Astin, Gomez Adams from the original Adams Family TV show, is 94. He's also one of the Riddlers on the old school Batman TV show from the 60s. His son, Sean Astin, is the star of The Goonies and also Rudy. He was also in Lord of the Rings. Now, another little Trivial Pursuit fun fact for you. John isn't Sean's biological dad. Sean was Patty Duke's son, and John adopted him when they got married, which is pretty cool. William Daniels, Mr. Feeny on Boy Meets World. He's also the voice of Kit on the original Knight Rider and Dustin Hoffman's dad in The Graduate. You talk about a resume. My goodness. He is celebrating his 97th birthday this weekend. I love him. And then finally, Peter Marshall, host of the original Hollywood Squares, is celebrating his 98th birthday this weekend. Another just little bone that I like to throw to Corey Hartman on that one, too. But I loved Hollywood Squares, and I remember Peter Marshall as he was, like, ending his hosting days before they brought in some new host to fill the
role.
He
was one of the super likable ones as as game show hosts.
Yes, agreed. He wasn't, like, annoying and pukey, right? Like, there were some of them that you were just like, really?
Did Richard Dawson creep you out? On Family Feud.
Yeah, and how I know people loved him, but
kiss in, all the ladies. Oh, I mean,
this day and age, Me Too movement. That would not go well. We can accept it from Richard Dawson because he was Richard Dawson and of the times. And the Me Too movement, probably not happening so much. Not quite so much. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or even an anniversary this weekend, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember to add somebody to the list. It's easy. Text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to see a little bit warmer temperatures today. Highs in the 50s and then maybe some rain or even a thunderstorm overnight. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of March, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo Area High School Baseball. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
Due to overwhelming success, the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells has added 4 more tribute bands to their concert series. On Friday, April 5th, it's a night of great piano music. Ryan Harris returns to the stage with his tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel. Then on Saturday, April 6th, they've been together for over 30 years and even played on Access TV's World's Greatest Tribute Bands. It's ZZ Top Tribute Eliminator at the Legacy Dinner Theater. Want more? It's my life. Break out the Aquanet and get your big hair in the air as The Hype comes to town Friday, April 12th, playing all the hits from Bon Jovi, Poison, Aerosmith, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue. And last but not least, it's America's number one Kiss tribute, Strutter, coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Saturday, April 13th. The Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The largest cranes on the East Coast are right now in Baltimore Harbor or moving there to begin the long process of getting rid of the wreckage of the Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore saying on Thursday that this stage of the cleanup will be paid for by the federal government.
We submitted an initial $60 million request to the Biden-Harris administration for initial mobilization, operations, and debris recovery efforts. And I can report that as of this afternoon, the Biden-Harris administration has approved that request.
Big fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall last night for President Biden. Former Presidents Clinton and Obama were there. Former President Trump on Long Island for the wake of a slain New York City police officer. Today marks exactly 1 year behind bars for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested in Russia for spying, a charge his company, the Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. government strongly refute. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Tuition at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and other campuses in the system would increase by 3.75% next school year under a recommendation announced by UW President Jay Rothman on Thursday. That proposal is up for a vote of approval by the UW Board of Regents on April 4th. If approved, it would be the second year in a row tuition increases after a 10-year tuition freeze was lifted by the legislature. Last year, tuition went up 4.2% on average. Rothman argued that even with the increase, which tracks with inflation, the UW is the most affordable in the Midwest. With the increase, the proposed undergraduate tuition and fees to attend UW-Madison would be $11,604 in the fall. It's less at the branch campuses. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It's going to be a little warmer today, partly cloudy, 54 are high this afternoon. Clouds will increase by late afternoon with rain possible, maybe even a thunderstorm this evening and overnight, up to a quarter inch or more of rain possible. Our low tonight, 35. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 54. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
99.7.
It's 8:11 right now. Christopher Walken, 81 this weekend from the most iconic SNL role ever. Here's Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult on Max FM.
Thank you.
3 for maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. That's the "and more" part of what we say. Don't fear the Reaper, fan. That's a good one, though. It's 8:15 right now, and of course, I played that one because Christopher Walken celebrating his 81st birthday today. And who doesn't remember that iconic SNL skit with more cowbell? He's the producer, Will Ferrell, sitting there banging on that thing for all he's got. And it's just, it's so good. It's so funny. And so I figured, well, let's pull it out this morning.
I Corey got Hartman. A fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell. Yeah, Ferrell's exploring the space of the studio with his.
That's right.
Everybody spot on in that sketch. I can watch it. I've seen it like a billion times. Fallon lasts, what, 2 seconds before he starts cracking up?
Always with Jimmy Fallon. The other iconic SNL skit that I can always watch every single year is Alec Baldwin with the sweaty balls and the NPR type. It's there are certain skits that you can watch over and over, and they never lose their funniness.
Yeah.
Don't Fear the Reaper with the cowbell is one of them, and the Alec Baldwin skit is another one.
And Chris Farley as the Chippendales dancer.
Yes,
that's
with Patrick Swayze standing next to him.
Yeah.
Angie texted us this morning too, and she said that we also can't forget that Christopher Walken was the cool dancer in the Weapon of Choice video too. So, and I forgot all about that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, he was quite the dancer.
Right.
I mean, he's in Pennies from Heaven with Steve Martin and Bernadette Peters, and he was quite the tap dancer. He had it going
Walken.
On.
Love
and
him.
He was a solid actor. He's in The Dead Zone. He's a great actor. The Deer Hunter.
There's a lot of stuff that you could pick out with Christopher Walken. We had a great list of birthdays today, so for the weekend. So I've got a lot of fun music that we can pick from here this morning as we celebrate some of those as well. We'll play some Toto in honor of Bobby Kimball, who's celebrating. Maybe we'll pull out some AC/DC. Angus Young, of course, celebrating this weekend. And maybe if we have any time, maybe there's some MC Hammer that we can pull out too. But we'll see what we've got time for. I want to talk a little bit about Easter here this morning, because obviously Easter is all about the sugar rush for the kiddos, right? And that's pretty much what they're going to be on all weekend long. You're probably going to run out of one or two candies over the weekend while the kids do a little celebrating. But there's a ranking right now online of the best Easter candy of all time, and thousands of people happen to weigh in on this one. So here are the top 10. We're going to start at the bottom, work our way up. Hershey's Easter Solid Milk Chocolate Bunny comes in at number 10. Now, I would agree that that is a fantastic choice. Who is ever going to disagree with a milk chocolate bunny? I would also say that, like your Lindt chocolate bunnies, those are very delicious. Mm-hmm. And if you want to keep it local, head out to Baraboo Candy Company, because they have some amazing stuff for
there
Easter too. Just saying. Jelly Bellies comes in at number 9 on this list. Regular jelly beans come in at number 15, but you know, on this particular list, we like the Jelly Bellies and kind of their crazy flavors.
Where do you stand on those?
I don't like jelly beans. I don't like jelly beans at all. I've talked about my aversion to Skittles, where it's sugary in the center and it gets caught in my teeth. Same thing happens with jelly beans. I don't like that. I don't like when things are stuck in my teeth for long periods of time. It's weird. So I'm not a big jelly bean fan. I don't even really love the Jelly Bellies. They're not all that great. Mm-hmm. I remember when I used to work at the Corn Palace, we used to have like this big bin, you know, with the scoopers, and people could fill up their jelly bean bag for by the pound. And it was just a crapshoot of what you got, essentially. I mean, because they were all mixed together in there. And I was like, oh, how do you know that you're going to like that flavor? Mm-hmm. You lose me a little bit with jelly beans. Whopper's Robin Eggs comes in at number 8. Aren't they just regular Whoppers? I mean, essentially they are, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes they're pink and blue for the Easter holiday. So
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hershey's Solid Milk Chocolate Eggs comes in at number 7 on this list. You can tell this is a big time of year for Hershey. Are they still solid milk chocolate? Because I know some of these companies have started to skimp out and made them just like a shell of what they used to be. But I think Hershey still goes with the traditions, don't they? I'm pretty sure they do.
We'll have to check that out. Yeah.
I know. I feel like I need to do some taste testing to make sure that we're accurate on all of this stuff.
Yeah, because basically all of them are all hollow now.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. You just have a shell, and that's not fun. That's not nearly as awesome as when we were little. But I agree. The eggs, they're a solid choice. Number six on the list, nope, you lose me at 6 and 5. Cadbury caramel egg, and then Cadbury cream egg comes in at number 5.
Oh,
I'm not a Cadbury fan. I'm not a big Cadbury fan. I don't even really love the caramel. Who needs that much caramel in the center of a chocolate egg? I'm not really sure I do. And I love caramel. You know, I love my ice cream with caramel pools in it and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know if I need quite that much. I'm not a big Cadbury fan.
It's a little bit too much for you.
Yeah, and the cream stuff gets weird. I don't know. It's like, is it supposed to be marshmallowy?
The cream stuff.
Is it marshmallow? Is it nougat? Do we even really know what's in the center of those things? And please get a new commercial, Cadbury. I'm tired of watching the lion try out to be the Easter bunny for the 198th year in a row. That thing has been running for so long.
It was a raccoon this year.
Was it? See, I haven't seen it. We don't watch a ton of live TV, so I haven't seen the raccoon this year.
Yeah.
Easter pastel M&Ms comes in at number 4 on this particular list. That's a good choice. I mentioned it, the chocolate lint gold bunny. That comes in at number 3. See, somebody does understand how all these things work in life.
It's a no-brainer.
I mean, delicious. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. Cadbury mini eggs come in at number 2. See, still no. Still probably no. Even if they're on the little version, probably no. Number 1 on the list, and this one is hard for me because you mess with the ratio when you do this one. Reese's peanut butter eggs, right? When they change the shape of the cups, you change the ratio of peanut butter to chocolate, and then they become dense and heavy. Now, I'm not going to complain. Trust me, I love a good peanut butter anything, Reese's anything. But I feel like the ratio changes just a little bit. Do I really need an egg? Just give me the Reese's peanut butter cup. I'm not going to know the difference, nor am I going to complain on the Easter holiday, right?
I mean, just their way of doing something for Easter.
I know,
you know?
But none of their shapes look like they're supposed to either. I don't...
We've talked about this so many times on the morning show. You have sheer perfection.
Right.
Why mess with it?
See, this is what I'm saying. The ratio changes and it just gets different. It's different. It's different. Let's put it like that. It's not bad, but it's just the ratios are a little mixed up and you get a little bit more peanut butter, a little bit more chocolate on the outside. It really doesn't look like an egg. It kind of looks more like a football. I mean, it's just their shapes do not work for the Reese's peanut butter cups.
No.
They always try this and then you get some obscene things that go viral on social media. You get boots that look like bells, snowmen that again looks like it could be obscene. So yeah, it's just a whole ugly way around it.
And I've gone on record many times before, a Reese's peanut butter cup is probably the most
amazing.
It's heaven, right?
It's amazing.
Just the most fantastic thing ever.
Yes, absolutely.
My heart goes out to anybody that has a peanut allergy, anything like that, because you are truly I'm sorry, but you're truly missing out on one of the greatest pleasures.
I know, because it is absolutely amazing.
It's
they are absolutely one of the best. I totally agree with that. Now, overall, 24 Easter candies were ranked, and coming in dead last is bunny corn, which isn't really surprising. And if you're unfamiliar with what bunny corn is,
corn?
Yes, it's exactly like
gross.
It is candy corn, except they change the colors to pastels instead of orange, yellow, and brown or white or whatever.
Some
is
of these
candy corn.
Are so sweet. They're
I know.
So sweet when you, and then of course on Easter Sunday, the little ones get all hopped up on goofballs because they've had so much sugar, and then eventually there's a sugar crash.
Mm-hmm. No, this is very, very true. And then you got to try to get them to bed because for a lot of people, Monday is going to be a normal day. They're not going to bed on time. For the record, Brock's bunny basket eggs are second last, followed by Brock's chicks and rabbits. Both of those are marshmallow candies. Now, I remember when I was growing up, my mom was huge on our holidays. It didn't matter what holiday it was. We usually had a lot of people in the house. She did a whole lot of cooking for weeks on end. Easter was not as big as Thanksgiving and Christmas, but it was still a big deal, right? Especially if there was a lot of family coming. She always went to the store and you could buy like that Brock's candy by like the bag full, right? Kind of like exactly what I was talking about with the scoops and bags. So she would always buy a ton of that, and then we'd always have that sitting around the house. Now, in little bowls, because then people could snack, and there'd be nut bowls, and there'd be, you know, chocolate-covered raisins in some of them, but they were all those Brock's candies, like the bulk candy. Now, I am going to say this, and this has nothing to do with Easter candy, but as I talk about Brock's, it makes me think of it. Do you remember those Neapolitan square things that Brock's used to have?
I do.
Where there was, like, chocolate on the bottom, and then it was, like, a coconutty marshmallow in the middle, and then, like, a pink on the top. Those were amazing. They were one of my favorites as a kid. So she used to have to sparingly put those out because
they were
kind
of like a potpourri of just about everything.
They really were, but they were really amazing because there wasn't so much of them that it got overpowering and sweet. Plus, I was a kid, so I could handle that stuff a whole lot better. But those were amazing. And I just remember like the bulk candy. Whenever it was like a holiday season, we would go to the local grocery store and we would hit up those bulk candy bins like nobody's business. She'd buy bags of them, and then she would actually freeze it because she'd buy it in advance, and then we could put it out as, you know, and thaw it as the holidays came closer and stuff. My gosh.
Yeah.
Those were holidays in our house. There was always a ton of food, too much food for anybody. Now, speaking of Easter candy, Instacart has a map of the top-selling Easter candies across the country, and most of the country can agree that Reese's Eggs or Cups at this time of year are number one. Hershey's Milk Chocolate is bigger in the southwestern part of the country, California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, and Colorado, plus North Dakota. And Cadbury Milk Chocolate is number one in Alaska, in Washington, D.C. Tongue, brain, meet up, somewhere in the middle. Thank you. That'd be awesome. Now, I was
Talking about candy. You're just getting overwhelmed.
I know. I love candy. I get so... Yeah, this is what happens. My tongue and my brain don't always connect very well. Now, I'm looking at this map in particular. Now, like we said, no big surprise. Most of the country loves their peanut butter eggs or peanut butter cups. That's true here in Wisconsin. True in the surrounding states near us, too. I mean, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa. And then you get the weird outlier in Michigan. They love their Cadbury cream egg. That probably checks out everything we know about Michigan. And then I had to look at my home state of South Dakota. I don't even know what this means. They love an Easter variety pack of candy. What is that? What does that even mean? I mean, what are we doing in South Dakota? We can't even get a candy pole right in South Dakota. I mean, my goodness, an Easter variety pack. No. It just tells you everything you need to know about South Dakota.
Well, they didn't pick Peeps.
This is true. Peeps did not make the list at all. And in fact, I'm going to say that here's my thing. I don't know where Peeps landed on this list, but if Bunny Corn came in at number 24, then I'm going to assume that Peeps are probably right down there on the list. No offense to anybody who loves them. The rest of us do not.
The only thing they're good for is exploding
in a microwave, Finn. That's the only thing Peeps are good for. Have you ever watched a bunny explode in the microwave? It's so glorious. It's messy, but it's glorious. Yeah. And yes, I'm talking about the marshmallow Peep, not a real bunny. We're not Glenn Closing it here in Fatal Attraction.
No.
But it is, it's the most glorious thing to watch a Peep explode in the microwave. It is so much fun. They inflate, they get like really puffy first, and then it's just like pop, and then it's a disaster. But it's super
How's
fun.
The cleanup on that? On
well,
aisle
it sucks.
Five in the microwave.
I mean, it sucks, but we did this when my kids were really little, obviously homeschoolers. You had to try to fit in science and fun whenever you could. Otherwise, they got really bored really easily. So we were talking about expansion one year, and we were talking about how things change because of heat and cold. And so we froze Peeps because you could buy them in the store for like $1 a box at that point. It was after Easter. So we froze Peeps. We set them in the sun. We put them in the microwave. We baked some Peeps in the oven. We put them in the refrigerator. I mean, we just did a whole bunch of stuff with Peeps to just annihilate them to see what happened to the marshmallow in all of the different circumstances and different colds to hots and all that kind of stuff. It was actually kind of fun.
Yeah, Peeps, I mean, basically diabetes right there.
Right?
I mean,
I don't understand our infatuation with Peeps at all. It is so weird to me. It is so weird, the infatuation we have with Peeps. They're kind of like a cult classic, right? And people don't necessarily love Peeps because of the taste. They just love them because it's a cult classic and you think you should. But now, and I know a few people who absolutely love Peeps because they're Peeps and because of the taste. But that's pretty rare to find somebody that committed to a Peep, quite honestly.
You're kind of an expert on this candy thing. So I'm trying to remember, what's the candy where it was basically just a bag of sugar, but you had like a stick or something that you just kind of dabbed?
Yes. What were those? I can't remember what those were. It was a bag of sugar.
That's what it was.
It was like a pixie stick, except you got to put it on your own little spoon, right? Mm-hmm. It is essentially what I can't remember what those were. See, I didn't get into that kind of stuff. I was not usually into the like pure sugar type stuff. I usually went with like your actual candies is kind of what my MO was when I was growing up, but I didn't actually do it. But no, I remember what you were talking about. You were basically a spoonful of sugar. Thank you, Mary Poppins. That's essentially what we were doing, is just spooning sugar into our face, and then they put flavoring in it. And it was not good. Thank you, Angie. Dipping sticks. Thank you. I knew. See, our listeners are
Dipping
the best.
Sticks.
Dipping sticks. Angie, thank you. Because I remember them, but not good. No wonder dentists do so well, right? I mean, we're talking about things we did in our childhood, and now we're getting old and our teeth are like, oh, you killed me so many years ago.
I had a serious problem with bottle caps, man. The root beer bottle caps are so good.
And see, I didn't really, they were waxy to me, so I didn't really love those either. See, I'm a chocolate fan. I've always been a chocolate fan. If you listen to me talk about my love of candy, you're going to notice a pattern. It's everything with chocolate, maybe a little caramel in it, not like the Cadbury things, and then maybe like some marshmallow or some coconut. That's always been kind of my vice in life. Into that kind of stuff.
When you talk waxy, there were those candies where they were a wax bottle,
but then they had
some type of liquidy thing.
Those were horrible, because then the liquidy stuff inside was like a gel, and so you could actually feel it like ooze into your mouth. It was disgusting.
What were they thinking back then?
I don't know. There was a lot of things that were wrong. It was like Dan Schneider from Nickelodeon was like making our candy or something too. It was awful.
It's crazy.
It was awful. There's a reason why dentists do so well now with us older people. We had a lot of bad habits and a lot of bad candy. My goodness. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Partly cloudy today, 54 for a high. Clouds rolling in later this afternoon. We could see some rain this evening, maybe even into the overnight hours, maybe even a thunderstorm mixed in there with a low near 35. Tomorrow, cloudy, becoming sunny with a high near 54. 23 right now.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Maximum hits. It's 8:34 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. AC/DC's lead singer Angus Young celebrating his 76th birthday this weekend. Of course, we're going to pull out the AC/DC. You shook me all night long on 99.7 Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Doesn't get much better than that to celebrate Angus Young's birthday today, Finn. Oh my goodness. Gotta pull out the AC/DC once in a while, right? It's a Friday. It's a Friday before a holiday. We need, you know, we need something to get us excited, moving, grooving, doing a little dancing.
How old did we say Angus was?
He is 76 years old. My goodness.
And he's probably still gonna pull out that schoolboy outfit that he's got. And
oh yeah, it's been a long time. since he's been able to actually rock that outfit, but we'll give him a pass because he's Angus
exactly.
Young and he's amazing, right?
My goodness. It always makes me think of School of Rock, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so totally, totally. So pull out the AC/DC all weekend, people, because Angus Young, the only living member of AC/DC left, and he is 76. So you cherish some of those old bands when you got the chance, right? Mm-hmm. Still some more amazing performers that we can pull from that birthday list here this hour. So we'll see what else we can do as the hour progresses. Hey, here's something I wanted to talk about, because I think that this is, it's casual Friday for a lot of people who are actually in the office, right? And it might even be higher than what we're going to talk about here, but it turns out that at least 25% of us are wearing blue jeans right now. Well, blue jeans, maybe sweatpants, just depends on what the circumstances are, I guess, this morning. There's a lot of people off for Good Friday, right? So you pull out the sweats when you can, or in my case, that's called every day. Now, according to a new poll that asked nearly 15,000 people of all ages how often they wear jeans, 1 in 4 said that it's daily. I want it to be daily, but sometimes sweatpants are just way more alluring than my jeans when I'm cleaning bathrooms and doing dishes. I'm just saying, but I have too many jeans to count, and I have some jeans, and you know how this is, right? You have some jeans that you just put them on and you just know they're going to fit. I mean, that's just how it is, right?
That old pair of jeans that probably has the rips in them.
Yes,
they're well worn.
Perfectly wore. You've worn so many times.
I still find the lounger is more comfortable. I do.
Know. It just depends on the circumstances, right? If I'm at home, then it's definitely going to be the sweatpants, definitely. Yeah. But if I'm leaving the house, some days it's still the sweatpants, depending on, you know, the grocery pickup and how much has to be done. But sometimes I'll pull out the comfy jeans as well.
Do I have to get out of the car, or do I get to stay in the car? I'm wearing my loungers.
That's right. I have a grocery pickup today. No jeans going into town for that. Let's be honest. Now, to be fair, this would also include people who change into jeans when they get home from work in this particular poll. So it's possible fewer than that are wearing them at this exact moment, but still, that's a whole lot of denim that we're wearing in this country. Mm-hmm. Another 35% of people say they wear their denim a few times a week. 12% said once a week. So 72% of us are wearing jeans on a weekly basis. 8% overall said that they never ever wear jeans. Seniors were the most likely to say so at 14%. Once you hit a certain age, you just need a little bit more stretch. Yeah, like now, like 45. That's when I need more stretch. Or depending on how much of that Easter candy that I just was describing I'm going to eat, that depends on how much stretch I need. The poll also found straight leg jeans are the number one jean across all age groups. Then it's boot cut, skinny jeans, slim fit jeans, and wide leg jeans come in fifth, especially if you want to upgrade the wardrobe. I am a basic blue jeans person. Like, I love my Levi's. We've talked about this. Every pair of jeans in my closet is currently a pair of Levi's of some style. Mostly straight leg, some straight with a little bit of wider leg, but mostly all straight leg. Mostly because I'm only 5'1". You can't get too crazy with the different cuts when you're only 5'1". You can make yourself look really silly if you get too crazy with some of the cuts. So I just stick with the straight leg jeans all the time. Crop straight leg, long straight leg, doesn't matter. Ankle length, doesn't matter. Rips in the knees, doesn't matter. Straight leg Levi's, I'm a happy girl. All washes, I love Levi's. Too many jeans in the closet, and which really tells me I should probably throw on a pair today, even to do the grocery pickup.
I used to be a Levi purist.
It
was
Levi's.
Only the 501s. If you remember the 501 jeans, that was the only...
Yes.
But then, you know, now I sometimes wear boot cuts just because I have some boots,
like my Doc Martens or whatever. No, they're tight, and then there's a lot of work and pulling and stretching that has to happen to get them up. I don't feel like working that hard when I put my jeans on.
And we discussed the skinny jeans earlier in the week.
Oh, no skinny jeans. I know some people can pull them off quite nicely. I, for one, am not one of those people. I am not a skinny jean person. I cannot pull off the skinny jean at all. So kudos to you if you absolutely can. But I for one, am not one of those people. I don't know. I'm just a jean person. I do love my jeans. Jeans to me are dressing up. Like, I have different jeans, though, too, that I consider my dress up jeans if I have to go somewhere. Like, that's why I think I struggle so much when I actually have to go somewhere and dress up and I can't wear jeans, because they're kind of a staple for me. You know, they're like the starched ones, the really nice ones. They only get pulled out of the closet on special occasions. Type things. That's going to be my go-to. And then you ask me to wear something that's not jeans. That's going to be really, really hard. Really, really hard. And not an easy, like, I think I protest, honestly, when you tell me I can't wear like my actual jeans. I think that's a lot of my problem, because everything I look at that I want to get for that occasion has jeans related to it. And then you tell me I can't. And so it gets really, really hard, really, really quickly.
It's a dilemma.
It is a dilemma. It is, especially when you're a jeans girl. And you know, it's funny because I'm so thankful for Levi's, because here is the thing. Like, I don't wear the same cut that I used to wear when I was in high school. I mean, let's face it, 45 now, things have changed a lot, me included. And so I can't wear the same cuts that I used to wear in high school. But now they have like the really high rise jeans, which, let me tell you, if you've never experienced the glory of a really high rise jeans, ladies, at least try them one time. Now, I know they're not for everybody, because I have a few mid-rise pairs, too, that I love, except they have to be a little bit looser. The high-rise jeans, though, if you want a cinched-in waist without actually having to wear one of those stupid Spanx, that's the way to do it. Just my little piece of advice for you. Still comfy without having to feel like you're being girdled in all night long.
Maddie Jones, public service announcement for a Friday.
These are
heading
just
into
the things
Easter
that save
weekend.
Everybody, Finn. These are just the things that make the life for everybody a little easier. My goodness. Love the high-rise jeans, though. They're something to behold. I mean, like, when you can look like you're a whole size smaller just by throwing on a pair of jeans, come on now. Who doesn't appreciate that in life? My goodness. Especially the ladies out there. That's a good feeling.
Was there a time when you said, this is a type of jean that I will never wear? Because, you know, I mean, in the 80s and the 90s, there were the stonewash jeans.
Yeah, I think we all had our period with the acid wash, stonewash, didn't we? I think we all had our time frame with that. And that's actually coming back now again. Have you seen that? That's a big trend this year. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I was doing a little shopping the other day looking for something, and I was like, nope. That's definitely an acid wash. Yep, that's definitely an acid wash. So I didn't do a lot of acid wash. Here's the thing. I'm pretty classic and traditional in the way I dress. I'm not really a trend person. So I've never really gotten into any of that kind of stuff. I'm pretty classic and traditional. If you don't like my Birkenstocks, I've been wearing those since I've been 16 years old. We don't have time for each other, quite honestly. I mean, we just don't, because I've got Birkenstock sandals, the shoes, the whole bit. I've got some boots, all of that, because they're super, super comfy and the cork goes to my feet, you know, it molds to my feet. So if you don't have time for my Birkenstocks, or you tell me I have to up my game, we're probably not going to be friends. T-shirts, just very staples, though. I've always pretty much had the same style. It's evolved, and I want to say maybe gotten a little bit more sophisticated as I've gotten older and, you know, made a little bit of money in life, and I could buy like the nicer version of it. But honestly, it's been the same thing over and over. I don't really go with the trends on a lot of stuff.
Just
I go
stick
with
to the classics.
I'm 5'1", people. Like, there's not many classics that are going to look good on somebody who's 5'1", unless I also happen to be like, you know, a size 0 at the same time, which I am not. So I've got to go with what works and what fits and what feels good and what makes me feel good, because that's the most important thing, right? Like, is how you feel wearing it, which is why I will never do skinny jeans, but you rock them if they make you feel good. Like I have no problem with them. I'm just not going to be the one
you?
To wear them. Yeah, I'm just not going to be the one to wear them. Because all night long, I would be like, oh, I look so bad in these. And I would be, and I'm a polar. Like, you just ask my husband. I am a polar. And I fluff things if they don't work, or I'm constantly picking at it if I don't feel good in it. Like, I constantly pick at it and pull at it all night long if I'm not feeling it. So that's what I
do. And there's nothing
worse
than that when you're out in public and you're around other people and you feel just, you're so self-aware.
Yes. Yes, yes. And, you know, it's funny because I just had this conversation with not only my husband, but a really good friend the other day. It's so funny because, you know, I worked with Dr. Angela over at Gateway Metabolic. I lost 175 total pounds. It's kind of fluctuated here and there depending on what I've been doing for strength training and all of that kind of stuff. But I've kept it off for 4 years. I seriously am way more self-conscious now than I ever was before. It is the craziest thing. It really truly is strange. I am way more self-conscious now about how I look, what I wear, than I ever was before. So it's, I don't know if it's like this mind game I'm playing with myself or what, but it's very weird because like I have a harder time buying clothes. I have a harder time finding stuff I like now. It's very, very strange.
Well, why
very
don't
strange.
You take a seat down here on Dr. Finn's couch and tell me why you think that is.
I told you this before. If there's a psychologist or a therapist out there listening in the mornings, they're like, oh my gosh, if she just came into my office, that would be the only patient I'd ever have again in this world. I don't know. It's just very strange. I don't know if it's because I'm still adjusting to the fact that I have lost all of this weight. I don't know, but I have a really hard time. I have a really, really hard time. So it makes life a little, I mean, finding clothes in for anybody sucks. I mean, there are very few people who love to go find clothes.
And to be fair, I think most of us are very self-conscious.
Right? Agreed. And it's not fun. And the clothing styles and the brands, they don't make it easy on us either to go find what we're looking for. They just don't make it easy on anybody. And they make it all for an average person of so much weight, so much height. And let's face it, none of us fit the average because nobody's just average. Everybody's them. So it makes it... makes it very, very difficult.
A few weeks ago, I was in a Kohl's, okay? So I was in the Kohl's store trying to pick out, you know, a few more pairs of pants for the Ireland trip, okay?
Sure.
And there's... it's so funny because as you get older, you realize the gap. You see the gap between the young people clothing and the old people clothing.
And grandpa's clothing. Yes.
And I'm very self-conscious when I wear jeans because I don't want to be wearing dad jeans. I don't want to. I don't want to. And I realize it's cool if that's the way you roll.
Sure.
That's fine.
I'm not judging you. You know, it's comfy. Yeah.
But I feel like at a certain age, you should probably let some things go.
Right.
But I also feel like, well, maybe I'm overthinking it, you know?
See, and that's what my friend said the other day. She's like, you are way overthinking all of this. And I was like, I know, but it's just, it feels, I don't know, it feels awkward and it feels off. And then I get picky. Like, then I'm like, oh, this doesn't look good. And then I'm constantly shifting it and moving it. And it's... I hate wearing clothes. This is why it's so much easier to wear my sweatpants and my sweatshirts that I wore before I lost the weight, because that's literally what I run around the house in during the day. Sweatshirts that before I lost the weight with t-shirts under them and sweatpants. Makes life so much easier. There's no thinking involved. Wash, dry, stick on. It's fine. I don't have to think about it.
Keep it simple. Yeah.
That's right. No matter what you're doing, though, keep the comfy clothes and the stretchy pants for this weekend when you've had way too many chocolate bunnies, because you're going to probably need them. We're all going to be in the same boat on that one. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, Ben. Looks like we're going to see a few more clouds by this afternoon and then maybe a chance for some rain and thunderstorms into the overnight hours. Sean's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. Also, a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
You can create beautiful memories with custom fit 14 karat gold or sterling silver permanent jewelry. At Love Lash and Weld, you can create unique jewelry by choosing sparkling chains and charms for necklaces, bracelets, rings, anklets, and more. For Mother's Day, birthdays, or any special occasion, trust Love Lash and Weld of Baraboo to help you put together the perfect gift. Ask about a permanent jewelry party to enjoy with friends. Call 608-477-8331 to book an appointment today.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
After shuffling some things around, the Baraboo Thunderbird baseball team will open up the season today with a pair of games. Northland Pines will be their opponent for their first matchup bright and early this morning at 9:30, and then they'll challenge Fall Creek at noon. Both these games taking place at Woodside Sports Complex in Mauston. Baseball will also be taking on Northland Pines tomorrow at 11 a.m. Reedsburg baseball set to open up its season today as they're going to be at Wanakee at noon. Softball for the Beavers will be taking on Royal at home at 4:30. And then tomorrow for the Beavers, it's both the boys and girls taking part in an indoor track meet. Watertown High School will be the site for that. It gets started at 10 a.m. Otherwise, pretty quiet for the rest of this week. Action again, we'll try to get going for a full slate of events starting next week. After the postponement yesterday, the Brewers set to open up the season today. Freddy Peralta will take the hill for Milwaukee. Jose Quintana will be countering for the Mets. First pitch is going to be at 12:40. NCAA men's basketball tournament continued last night. Number 2 Arizona fell to Clemson 77-72. With that, the number 6 seed is on to the Elite 8. Otherwise, last night it was UConn, the 1 seed, taking care of business against San Diego State. 82-52 the final. The other two matchups were very close as later in the night, Alabama upset number 1 North Carolina, 89-87 the final in that game, and number 3 Illinois tops number 2 Iowa State, 72-69 the final there. The remaining Sweet 16 games will be played today. Marquette and NC State, the 2 versus 11, will be at 6:09. Then it's number 1 Purdue against number 5 Gonzaga. Another number 1 seed Houston is going to meet Duke, the 4 seed, at 8:39. And then number 2 Tennessee will meet number 3 Creighton. And the Bucks fall on the road this past evening, 107-100 to the New Orleans Pelicans. Zion Williamson scored 28 points against the Bucks. Giannis led the scoring for Milwaukee with 35 points, had 14 rebounds as well. 20 points for both Damian Lillard and Malik Beasley in the game. Bucks fall to 46-27. They're back at it tomorrow in Atlanta against the Hawks. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It's going to be a little warmer today, partly cloudy, 54 our high this afternoon. Clouds will increase by late afternoon with rain possible, maybe even a thunderstorm this evening and overnight, up to a quarter inch or more of rain possible. Our low tonight, 35. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 54. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
99.7.
It's 8:56 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Bobby Kimball, original lead singer of Toto, celebrating his 77th birthday. It's Rosanna now on Max FM.
you